Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
First off, don't be afraid to fail. If you want something, you better go and get it. Nobody's going to knock at your door and just go and say, here you go, here's a briefcase of money, you're successful. It ain't going to work.
NFL legend Tony Siragusa has died at 55 years old. His former Baltimore Ravens teammate Jamal Lewis confirmed on Wednesday. It's a sad day to be a Raven, he said. A cause of death has not been released. Uvalde Schools Police Chief Pete Arredondo has been placed on administrative leave amid criticism of his response to the worst school shooting in Texas history. Chief Arredondo said he didn't think he was in charge that fateful day. Elon Musk said Tesla's new building facility in Germany and Texas are losing billions of dollars as the electric vehicle maker tries to ramp up production amid supply chain issues. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In a speech from the White House Wednesday, President Biden has asked Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for 3 months. Biden also claimed a gas tax holiday would have no significant impact on funding for highways.
Today I'm calling on Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for the next 90 days through the busy summer season, busy travel season.
A legal decision has been reached in New York regarding the man that intentionally ran people over in 2017.
A man who used his car to run over pedestrians in Times Square has been cleared of responsibility because of mental illness. The verdict came Wednesday at the New York City trial of Richard Rojas. The jury affirmed an insanity defense, claiming Rojas was so mentally ill he didn't know what he was doing during the 2017 attack. It injured 20 people and killed a young tourist. Another hearing is scheduled for Thursday. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The owner of 7 Louisiana nursing homes who sent more than 800 of his elderly residents to a crowded, ill-equipped warehouse to ride out Hurricane Ida last year was arrested Wednesday on fraud and cruelty charges arising from his actions. 68-year-old Bob Glenn Dean Jr. had already lost state licenses and federal funding. Marine veteran Dr. Richard McCormick on Newsmax says he won the Republican primary in Georgia's 6th Congressional District because he made his campaign about the people. Dr. McCormick defeated Trump-backed candidate Jake Evans.
Newt Gingrich's lawyer was my opponent's father. So with that and the relationships that were formed between the former speaker, who was very popular in politics, of course, he had that endorsement. I don't hold that against him. That's family ties. Their relationship with President Trump also was probably influential, but that's okay. I don't worry about that because in the end, we didn't win by just 20 points. We won by 30 points. And the reason we won is because we made this about the people. We made this about Americans empowering people over government. We made this about experience and a resume, a service to our country. And I spent years away from my family serving this great nation because I love it that much.
Estonia, a country in northern Europe, borders the Baltic Sea and the Gulf of Finland, directly across the water from Helsinki. Today is Estonia Victory Day. It's to honor those lives lost defending the region since World War I. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and we've got DeRoy Murdoch, yes, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. Great to talk to you.
Hey, by the way, last week, got a lot of positive comment on your article in response about Juneteenth, in putting it in proper perspective, and how, you know, the positive intent of what Juneteenth can mean for all of America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is the second time we've celebrated this as a national holiday, officially, I guess unofficially on Sunday, and the federal holidays on Monday. And I think there's just a great opportunity every year to do the exact opposite of what the critical race theory people do. You listen to them, and they just say it's a systemically racist country. We were born in slavery. We barely escaped slavery. You know, born in 1619, not 1776. And white people are all oppressors, and black people are all victims. And it's just, you know, maybe just this side of South Africa under apartheid. That's what the left would like to have you believe. And I think, you know, look, we have a way to go in this country. We certainly have had ugly things happen in our past. We've also had a lot of progress and a lot of positive things. And I pointed out, you know, everything from Booker T. Washington, who was born as a slave and ended up running the Tuskegee Institute, one of the very first and most successful historically black colleges. The creation of jazz with Duke Ellington and Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, all those black artists who changed the way the world listens. And then you look at corporate leaders like Ken Chenault, who and black man who ran American Express for 17 years. A man named Dick Parsons ran Citigroup and Time Warner. And in the world of politics, you know, people, oh, it's a racist country. How does a racist country elect a black president in 2008 and reelect him in 2012 comfortably in both times? If this were really such a racist country, the white folks would be saying, get that guy as far away from the White House as possible. And guess what they did? They voted him into the White House, not once but twice. So
exactly.
There's a lot of positive stuff happening to black folks in this country, and there has been all along. And the left wants us to ignore all that, and I think it's very important for us to ignore them and, in fact, focus on the progress there's been for blacks in America and try to figure out how can I have even more.
Well, the evidence is so overwhelming, the preponderance of evidence to your point. I mean, you know, a very small minority of people who have been given a megaphone here, thank you very much, the mainstream media, that are misserving the greater good of a united America with all this false narrative and propaganda. But it's kind of like, in a way, it's like the broken windows theory, you know, which Rudy Giuliani did for New York. And I think that we need to employ the broken windows theory in every aspect of our lives, especially when it comes to narratives. We've got the J6 committee hearing, and Adam Schiff, if I hear him one more time, coming up with this false narration and stuff about what happened, it's like it galls me. This is why, you know, the majority, and I mean a super majority of Americans, could care less about, you know, the January 6th committee hearings, because on its face, people abhor unfairness. They realize this is a one-sided presentation. There is no counter-narrative. There's no cross-examination of these people. They're just allowed to say things. And even Schiff, as an attorney, he is illegal. I mean, he's leading a witness into language. And you're going, wait a minute. How can you, as an attorney? But he's just taking full liberty, and the mainstream media and everybody just letting him get away with it. But again, see, these are these little broken window aspects that create fissures, that create division within our culture. Thank you very much, the leadership that we've elected.
No, you know, this is very true with the January 6th Commission. It is not like a trial where you have the prosecution present, here's what the guy did wrong, and the defense comes and says, nope, not so fast. Here's the counter evidence. There is no counter evidence. There is no cross examination. It's just a one sided presentation. The two quote Republicans unquote on the panel are total never Trumpers, and they're as much against Trump as the Democrats are. And nobody's coming in and saying, okay, did you know, for example, that President Trump, if he really wanted to pull off a coup and overthrow Congress or whatever it is, why would he have approved 20,000 National Guard troops to come into Washington January 6th and maintain the peace? It would be like you and I saying, hey, let's go rob that bank, and 10 minutes before we show up to rob the bank, we call the police. They send 100 squad cars to the First National Bank. Not a smart way to rob a bank, correct?
No.
Well,
right.
If Trump really wanted to shut down Congress and have a coup or whatever, why would he have authorized 20,000 National Guard troops, which then were blocked from doing their jobs by Nancy Pelosi, Democrat, House Speaker, and Muriel Bowser, Democrat mayor of Washington, D.C., who said, no, we don't need your stinking National Guard troops. The D.C. police can do it. And, of course, the D.C. police were overwhelmed by the folks who broke into the Capitol. So that does not come out. That can't be discussed.
Exactly.
I've not watched too much of this, but little bits and pieces I've seen. Oh, my God. Trump pressured Pence, and oh my God, he called people in state attorneys or state secretaries of state across states in the swing states where there was recounts were going on and all that, and said, keep looking and see if there's any fraud. Is it a crime to call up a state official and say, look, I think there's fraud, you should look into it? Mm-hmm. One politician pressures another, oh my God, stop the presses. I mean, this is probably happening on Capitol right now. So I'm waiting for somebody, anybody, to say, here's a statute that President Trump broke, here's a law he broke. Nobody's asserting this.
Exactly.
Say, maybe his tactics were heavy-handed, maybe he was too strong or whatever, but the idea he broke any law, I've not seen anybody charged with insurrection, even among the people who were in the Capitol. I've not heard anybody here mention any actual federal crimes that President Trump violated. So I think this is all all designed to smear him and tar him and make it more difficult for him run for president 2024.
Well, DeRoy, to that point, what about Mark Elias and the band of Democratic attorneys that attacked all these state houses and threatened them with all kinds of lawsuits if they didn't change the laws in midstream in order to accommodate an expected end that they had put together?
Absolutely. You had Mark Elias and the Democrat lawfare, if you will, who used the COVID-19 pandemic as an excuse and said, well, it's too dangerous for people to vote in person, so we're going to pressure these states and sue them and so on until they allow mass mail-in ballots, ballot harvesting or ballot trafficking, as it's also called, no voter IDs, et cetera, et cetera. And it created a situation where you had Americans, I think it was something like 40% or something like that, of the ballots cast were cast at home. Who knows if they were really cast by the people who were supposed to get them? You have people, I know personally people who, one lady who lives here in New York, she doesn't live in Vegas anymore, but her parents said, hey, you got a ballot here for president, for the 2020 election. What do you want us to do with it? I know the guy in Vegas who, when they set up the mass mail-in ballots, they had all these ballots that were delivered for people who died or moved away. The ballots are just sitting there. People were dropping them on the ground, throwing them in the trash. Who knows if people took them home, filled them in, dropped them in the mail? Nobody would be any the wiser, and this is what the Democrats pushed. That's okay. And back in 2016, they're saying, oh, Trump pressured electors. I remember very well there were people who were making death threats to electors in 2016 when Trump first won, threatening, saying, if you actually show up and vote for Trump in the Electoral College when they met in December, we're going to kill you and blow up your house. Okay, nobody Nobody brings that up. Nobody talks about that. But if Trump calls people up and says, look, you know, I think there's some fishy ballots. Would you look into it? Then, you know, this is something akin to a, you know, Chilean style military
right.
coup by, you know, by,
like that question came out of nowhere. We've got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Minutes after after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. DeRoy Murdoch continues with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership. Okay, I'm going to ask you, Joe Biden is going to Saudi Arabia. He says that there's no deliverables to expect. He may not even talk to the king or anything like that, but yet, you know, all indications are that he wants more oil coming out of Saudi Arabia. Do you think Saudi Arabia, first of all, do you want Brandon negotiating on your behalf for your best interest with the Saudis?
Bill, what could go wrong? What could go wrong? No, what I want him to do is not fly over to Saudi Arabia. He should meet at the White House with the CEOs of Exxon and Chevron and BP and so on and say, look, what can we do to increase energy production in this country? Let's do it in an environmentally sensible way. Let's do it in a way that pollutes as little as possible. I just heard this morning that some of these CEOs are coming to the White House. Biden refuses to meet with them. Apparently they'll meet with White House staff. They won't meet with Biden. What on earth is that? Yeah. If Donald J. Trump were in the Oval Office today, he would be meeting one-on-one as the President of the States with the presidents or CEOs or chairmen of these companies and figure out how do we get out of this huge gas price mess, this huge inflation mess? How do we get return to energy independence, or at least decrease energy dependence at a minimum? And he'd be figuring out a way to make this happen. And I think they'd all have come to terms, and there'd be a big announcement, big press conference, and I think you'd immediately start seeing oil futures plunge, and then inflation would follow, and we'll come back, regain our economic good health. Biden won't even talk to these guys. I find that astonishing. Instead, he's going to go to Saudi Arabia, meet with a vicious dictatorship, and have them pump oil for us. And by the way, that oil, when it comes across tankers to the refineries in the United States, those super tankers all burn fuel, which means you've got CO2 coming out of the tankers to go up in the air. When there are U.S. pipelines, you don't have that problem. And then, of course, once you burn the oil, it's all going to be, you'll burn it and it will go up into the atmosphere anyway. So if you're worried about carbon dioxide, why not at least burn our own oil, which is going to end up in the same atmosphere anyway, and you'll have the added advantage of not having to worry about these super tankers crossing the Atlantic and burning CO2 on the way over, and who knows, potentially getting into trouble and sinking and having oil spills. I mean, there's no coherence here. If oil really is the worst substance on the planet, he should be saying, look, no drilling in Saudi Arabia, no drilling in America. I would disagree, but I'd say, all right, that's intellectually coherent. What's intellectually incoherent is they can't drill here because of CO2 and global warming and all that, but it's okay to drill in Saudi Arabia. It makes no economic sense. It makes no environmental sense. Mm-hmm. It makes no administrative sense. It is a completely cockeyed policy.
Well, you know, to your earlier point, DeRoy, I mean, let's go back. When we were energy independent, what was the impact when it came to climate change and anything that would be perceived as being destructive to the environment? What was the net effect during the Trump administration at a time when we were energy independent? Do you know?
Absolutely. Well, the main effect is that the United States at the moment is below the carbon dioxide targets that were set under the Kyoto Protocol, which we never adopted. We're not really living under it, but we were able to achieve those objectives more than any other country in the industrialized world because of fracking. And fracking, because when you shift from an oil-burning energy plant to a natural gas-burning energy plant, you cut CO2 by 50% like that. So when you engage in fracking, you can bring down, you can have all the energy you want, run the lights, run the air conditioning, et cetera, and you also cut CO2 by 50%, which is pretty dramatic. But these people have a religion, which is fossil fuels evil, including natural gas. And so let's stop that. Let's put in the windmills that don't spin when the wind stops. Let's put in the solar panels that don't work at night and don't work very well on cloudy days. And let's live in this fantasy world where we wave a magic wand and all the beautiful things happen, and the unicorns and leprechauns create the beautiful energy paradise for us. And in reality, look at Europe, where they've implemented these policies. This thing's backfired, and Germany and these other countries are ramping up coal production again because their beautiful Green New Deal over there has been the Green New Failure. Look across the Atlantic, what a mess they've created, and avoid that. And instead, Biden and the Democrat left, their idea is, well, let's try this at home and have it fail here as it's failing now.
Well, I'll tell you, if there isn't a a clear shellacking at the midterms, then something is severely wrong, because the people's pain is so clear and coming through loudly. I mean, look at all the polling that's going on, DeRoy. The president clearly is he's stuck on stupid, as Senator Kennedy would say.
He's stuck on stupid. I will give credit to Bill Clinton when he got hit in the midterms in, I guess, 2000. Well, I guess it would be 98. I'm going to get my numbers right here.
Yeah, 98, 99.
Well, let's see. He got in 2002, so it would be 2004. He had the 2004 midterms, mainly because Hillary Care was such a mess. And Newt Gingrich took over, the Republicans took over the House for the first time in a generation. So, and he got the message. He came forward with his next State of the Union and said the era of big government is over.
Exactly.
He implemented welfare reform. He cut capital gains taxes. He did some pro-trade, free trade things. And he got hit with the 2x4 and got the message. I don't see anything from Biden and company, other than when things go wrong, they go even further left, even further left. And they just have like a left turn signal. There's no
exactly.
Right signal, and the car just keeps going further, further left until we go over the cliff. And these people don't learn. These are hardcore. I think they're Marxists, frankly, and that includes Biden. The idea that Biden's this wonderful centrist moderate who's been kidnapped is nonsense. You look at his vote record as a senator, and he was a left winger then. He's a left winger now, and these are Joe Biden's policies and Joe Biden's ideas that are being implemented by Joe Biden and his team. He's not the victim here. He is the perpetrator.
Exactly.
He's the villain of our terrible times.
Yeah, and his whole administration is such a mess. I mean, so bad that they can't even get people to take a picture with Kamala Harris. I mean, it first started at, hey, pay us $15,000 and you can get this, this selfie with Kamala Harris. No comers. So, do I hear 5,000?
Yeah. Yeah, it's even worse than buy one, get one. It's
yes.
Buy one, get two. It's almost like that. Yeah, it's gone down by 66%. Yeah, nobody, they don't even want to be seen in photos with this woman. Who wants evidence that you've ever spoken with Kamala Harris? Yeah. And you barely see her. She's supposedly in charge of the borders arena, as I call her, and that's the mess. I guess we'll talk about that in a bit. But you barely see her around. When she does show up, she usually says something very stupid, or she has one of these little giggle attacks as if she were a 12-year-old, 10-year-old girl or something like that.
Right.
And she's not exactly boosting confidence on any matter in which she's involved.
Well, not at all. And then to your earlier point, Biden has determined that law enforcement there at the border, they're the evil ones, not the illegals, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, you've seen the number of people coming across the border. It's just an enormous number. And I compared the first 16 months of Biden's administration with the last 16 of Trump. Mm-hmm. And these are southwestern border apprehensions. First 16 months of Biden, up 2.97 million. Last final 16 months of Trump, 754,000. That is an increase of 394%, almost quadruple. Quadruple. So this isn't just a little goof up or a little error. This is a deliberate policy of obliterating the border, letting as many people run across as possible. And I think these people just want as many of these people to come in, get on public relief, start voting Democrat. And I think they're basically trying to import a new majority of people. And if you look at how many folks this is, the number of people who have come into this country exceeds the populations of let's see here. It's Wyoming, Vermont, North Dakota, and if they all created their own state, they would have about as many people as Kansas, which means that they would get two senators and four members of the U.S. House.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've got to move fast, because look at the Hispanic numbers, how they're moving away, from Joe Biden and the Democrats, DeRoy.
Well, yeah, that's something that's really quite astonishing. The job approval for Biden among Hispanics right now is, I believe, about 26%. I mean, those are dismal
yes.
numbers. And among blacks, in the most recent survey I saw, his job approval among black people is 49%. I mean, it's just impossible for Democrats to get below about 80% job approval among blacks. Well, he's now below 50% with black voters. Now, if that continues into November, the Democrats are going to suffer defeats in the Senate and House and gubernatorial races across the board.
He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy Murdoch has been with us. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
First off, don't be afraid to fail. If you want something, you better go and get it. Nobody's going to knock at your door and just go and say, here you go, here's a briefcase of money, you're successful. It ain't going to work.
NFL legend Tony Siragusa has died at 55 years old. His former Baltimore Ravens teammate Jamal Lewis confirmed on Wednesday. It's a sad day to be a Raven, he said. A cause of death has not been released. Uvalde Schools Police Chief Pete Arredondo has been placed on administrative leave amid criticism of his response to the worst school shooting in Texas history. Chief Arredondo said he didn't think he was in charge that fateful day. Elon Musk said Tesla's new building facility in Germany and Texas are losing billions of dollars as the electric vehicle maker tries to ramp up production amid supply chain issues. We are USA Radio News.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. I think we could almost agree with Bill and Hillary Clinton when they made the statement that our democracy is in jeopardy. And, you know, and my first thought was, what's your definition of a democratic republic and the democracy that that you see for America? But I think we're all coming to a similar conclusion, regardless of what your political bent may be, and that there's plenty of danger here, Will Robinson, and we've got to save this country, and it's going to require all hands on deck and understanding, you know, are we embracing the original vision that was spelled out in our U.S. Constitution? Here to talk more about it is John Whitehead. He is the constitutional attorney, author, founder, and president of the Rutherford Institute. Hey, John, how are you doing, buddy?
Hey, busy, trying to keep America free and trying to wake people up, because that's the key. If we wake up, I think we're going to have a chance of altering things. But if not, I mean, but most people I talk to, they are asleep. They're not listening to a thing you're telling.
Yeah. Well, we've got to keep on, you know, pounding the drumbeat here, John, because what's the alternative? I mean, look at Uvalde has opened up the door to gun confiscation, all kinds of crazy stuff. And now that the truth of Uvalde is coming out, you know, let's take a look at what we're doing here. But meanwhile, you've got these politicians that are hell bent to do something because they don't have the backbone and the patience and wherewithal to allow due process to come through. And now that we're understanding what more of the facts are that were on the ground there that day, I think it should alter the discussion and the debate about gun control, should it not?
Yeah, I think the question is, though, what in the world is going on in this country that has people even talking about gun control now? Because there are mass shootings, but a study showed that over a 6-year period, there were about 4,000 mass shootings in America, but over 6,000 people were killed by police at the same time. So there's a lot of shooting going on. The question is, the founding fathers are really clear. John Adams and a lot of them said it really clearly that you enslave a population by disarming them. And, that's exactly what we want. You know, and George Washington said it very clearly. We do not want a standing army on American soil. What he meant by that was, you don't want just the police or the military having weapons. Because once they decide to take over, I mean, they've been pretty brutal in the past in other countries. We've seen it in this country here. It was the SWAT teams now, 80,000 SWAT teams annually. People should go and read Red Flag Nation, the commentary by my wife and I, where we talk about Duncan Limp, the guy in Pennsylvania who was shot through his window because he was a Second Amendment advocate. And that was it. During the night, he was killed. Mm-hmm. Read that case. If that doesn't outrage you, the thought that some government officials, and I'm talking about all government officials across the board that I deal with, in our cases and otherwise, they have a view of the American population as, cattle that need to be controlled. How do you control cattle? You beat them, you kick them, and then you take them to the slaughterhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And,
exactly.
That's exactly where we're at. And I think, like I'm telling people, we need more rebels today. What I mean by that is someone who is willing to go out there, speak at city council meetings, stand up for truth, an idealistic person. You have to be a brave soul today, because if you go against the flow today, they'll put you on an extremist list, is what I talk about in these commentaries, and you could have a SWAT team raid on you.
Well, the things that they're doing in China, of course.
The media doesn't cover it.
Yeah. Well, these social scores that they've been doing, in China, which is technology that was refined and developed here in the United States, could be just around the corner here, right?
It's already here. I'm telling people. They're doing it on the Internet. The Department of Homeland Security, most people do not realize this, they do threat assessments on all homes in America now. It goes from green to red. If you have a weapon, you are red. And I've had some of the cases we've had where they drag people out of home, slam them face down, all this and that, the police, and they ask, why are the police so agitated? Because they have all this information on their phone about you. Are you a guy who regularly going to political meetings and, talking about fighting for freedom and stuff like that? If you're a freedom fighter today, you're considered an extremist. No doubt, you go on these lists.
Right.
And you're right about Google, Facebook, and all these groups. While working with the U.S. government, always work with China as well. And they've adopted the social credit score where they're watching.
Credit score.
I mean, sooner or later, people, come on. You're going to be, whatever you do that the government doesn't like, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Well, going back to what you said earlier about a standing army and what these SWAT teams, what law enforcement has become, it's in a situation where the American people, to even have the protests that we had in the Summer of Love, that was kind of, sanctioned somehow, which is unbelievable to get your brain around that. But then even at January 6th, you had American patriots who were coming out and protesting, and that was CNN. Oh, by the way, CNN, that was a truly a mostly peaceful protest as opposed to what you thought was a mostly peaceful protest. So there was a clear delineation here. But, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi et al., because they're seeing this as an extension of another impeachment trial, a political show trial against Donald Trump, because they're so afraid of Donald Trump's influence and his practicality, because he's pointing. He is that megaphone in the room that you're talking about, John, who is coming forth and speaking, you know, truth to power and saying, look at this is out of control. We got a deep state. We've got a corrupt government. You know, all this stuff that's been coming against the people, this has all been divisive and brought to you by a totalitarian rising government in the United States of America, a government that's supposed to be of, for, by, and we the people. But, you know, law enforcement has been empowered to such a degree that they are that standing army that we are warned that should not be on the grounds and in our country.
Yeah, your local police now have grenade launchers, military aircraft, MRAPs, which are like tanks on tires, sniper rifles, night goggles. They even have cloaking devices now where they can pull up in front of your home and there's a screen put over the car and you can't even see their car. They can download everything from your computer and your laptop with their Stingray devices they have. And here's the other thing that I keep warning people about is the Department of Homeland Security, you know, purchased millions of hollow point bullets, and they passed them out to their agents. There's 175,000 federal agents running around this country with hollow point bullets. I'm a former military officer, could not use them. They said they were inhuman. You do not use those kind of bullets. Mm-hmm. But we have right. American police now with hollow point bullets running around this country, 80,000 SWAT team raids. The problem is, you mentioned CNN and groups like that, they don't cover any of this stuff hardly. You can't even get them to interview anybody on the issue. They just, it's like, well, we move forward. But the police unions are very strong. They can shut down criticism at almost any point. And like I say, the only hope we have in this country is someone of the brave souls that get up and start taking over their local government. That's the key to the future, is taking over your local government.
Exactly. And we're starting to see this, of course, in Virginia. We saw it even in San Francisco, starting to take over these, you know, these school board meetings and the such, and, you know, these school board councils. We have got to continue to move on. And you're exactly right, John. And this has been your constant refrain, is that it starts locally. It goes from the bottom up, not the top down. Right.
That's how the American government was formulated. It was local governments governed best. I mean, that's why you have state governments, local governments. That's why you have a 10th Amendment, which says that local governments can invalidate acts of the federal government. And they can. But what do they do today? They don't do anything. I mean, they're not resisting anything. They're just falling in line. But see, most people are indoctrinated through all the screen devices we're seeing. They're completely insane. I mean, young kids today, I mean, when I'm walking down the street or something, seeing young kids, they're looking down at their cell phone. And who's running the cell phone devices? Listen, Zuckerberg, Facebook, Google all work with the government, and they want to control what you think. And if you think some of this is a conspiracy theory, go to our website and read our commentaries at Rutherford.org. You'll see we footnote everything. This is all footnoted material.
Exactly. Well, and or find somebody whose freedoms have been impinged upon by a government that you thought promotes freedom, and you'll be shocked.
You got more paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got to hear the alarm here, and I can appreciate. Maybe for some of you, you say, well, Martinez and Whitehead have gone over the top. They've gone full-blown conspiratorial here. It is not as bad as it seems. Well, so said the frog in the boiling water. It seemed so gentle, seemed like a little hot tub until he was cooked, as they would say. And here we are. We have seen this time and again, and we are being warned time and again. But you just can't sit there and think just because it always was, it will always be. No, the change is here, and we have a country to save. And to save this country, just like it was when it, you know, when the country came about and the great American idea, it wasn't that it was 100% of everybody in agreement, but it was a majority of people, John Whitehead, coming together and saying, look it, we want liberty. We want our God-given freedoms. And, you know, and it's tough to have that perspective. And I'll just say it to you straight. It's tough to hold to that understanding of God-given freedoms when you don't believe in God.
Exactly. And that's the whole basis of America. The Declaration of Independence is one reason they don't read it in schools now. In many schools, by the way, they have exited. As it says, all our rights come from God, and you cannot give them away. They're yours, you know, whether you don't want them or not, you're going to have them. So they're there in your being. You were created with rights. And that is the key to any freedom that we're going to have. And you're right. I mean, we're moving away from this idea. Well, the idea that we're moving toward now is the government is the one who gives us our freedoms and our rights. And that's not true. But here's the other point, too. Constitution starts with that. Beautiful phrase. We the people do ordain this government. We the people are the government. That's what I keep telling people. The people in D.C. are supposedly working for you, but and you're not supposed to be saluting them and doing the Heil, whatever. Like you were the Hitler, thinking that they're all these great people there. They're not. I mean, you talk to John White. You know, I've stood in and out of Washington, D.C. for over 40 years, and it's a very corrupt city. I mean, it's, again, if you read our materials, you'll see what we're written on all this, but it is a very corrupt city. It's all about money. I've been told that by the politicians that I've met with. John, if someone says hello to you in the morning in Washington, D.C., it's about one thing, money. That's what a top senator money. Told me once.
Exactly.
I was sitting with him. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, we can make it, like I said, we can make the change, but you have to be like those freedom fighters in early America. They were willing to get shot, and, you know, they
exactly.
you know, they were ready to fight for their freedoms. Americans today, I don't see hardly any of this. Like I say, I can't get people to go to a local school board meeting and protest all the crap they're doing in a lot of public schools or your local city council meeting where they're spending all kinds of money and you have no control over that. It's your money, folks. You are the mm-hmm. government.
So, exactly. And that's the disgusting thing about this, John. Yeah. This is the disgusting thing about it is, like you said, everything in D.C. on that beltway goes round and round about money. And whenever they can find a way to get into the treasury that belongs to the people, man, it is full nuts crazy. Like what they've been doing. I mean, you know, what have we got? $5-6 trillion under this administration in less than a year and a half. And everything is all spent to promote this agenda and this theology that the Democrats and Joe Biden are promoting, and they're using our money. I mean, whether it's COVID, we're not getting, you know, unbiased scientific information about COVID. We're getting biased information that's controlled by Dr. Fauci and the NIH. And, of course, we find out here recently, according to an Open the Books FOIA request, that these guys are getting backdoor money. Royalties in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, John, coming to these people who are working. I mean, you talk about a classic double dip that they can get away with. This is how these scoundrels work. As you say, it's all about the money. And I've said this over and over again, and people got to really catch this, is that when you elect somebody in office the first day when they go for their orientation, they say, hey, fine, you got elected. That's all nice and well. And you want to, you know, support your constituents. But let me tell you, your number one job, get reelected. And the only way you can get reelected is you better have a war chest. Right, John? So to your point, it's all about, as somebody said, the Benjamins.
Well, people don't realize that, but, you know, congressmen, up to 2 days a week, they use phone banks to raise money. Oh, wait a second here. They're supposed to be working for us, but they're at phone banks raising money for the next election? Come on.
Exactly.
That's the way it operates.
Yeah.
I've been told that by major writers in D.C. They said, this will shock you. And the other thing that I had a major writer, and I one of the biggest newspapers in the world, said to me one day when he was interviewing me, he says, John, you'd blow your mind if you saw the Republicans and the Democrats all of them sitting down at these parties they throw once a week where they're drinking and smoking cigars, and they don't disagree, John. And so listen, I keep telling people, I'm telling you, each individual listening to this program today, you are the government. Get together and get rid of some of these people, because they obviously, if they're not representing you, obviously, why would they be $33 in debt and still giving billions of dollars to foreign governments when our government needs it? Our highways are breaking down. I mean, everything is getting old in this country. People are saying it's going to pass away pretty soon. Some people are prophesying that now. So we should be taking care of our own country, us folks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything's about a fundraising opportunity, right? I mean, talk about a good crisis not going to waste. They turn everything, whether it's, you know, the January 6th hearings, anything, Uvalde. I mean, you know, you have gun shooting. Oh, let's raise money. I mean, you know, here it is. It's unbelievable. It's so unconscionable that they will take a tragedy like Uvalde and raise money on it.
Yes, exactly.
Buffalo, the same thing. It's disgusting, but that's exactly what you're saying, John Whitehead, that they do. And, you know, here we are. You know, when are we going to get smart enough to finally say enough of this junk? But, you know, let's go back to the old Pareto principle. As you know, we know 20% yields 80% of the results. That's the problem with any institution, even in this government. But we need a very active, if that's the number, 20%, well, we need to rally that 20%. The patriots that believe that we are God-ordained, that this is a government of, for, by we the people, and we got to come hard and fast and with courage, just like our founding fathers did when they decided that it was time to come against an oppressive form of government by way of England, right?
Right. And also, I got to warn people that, you know, the government's putting out propaganda pieces now, U.S. Army Psychological Operations recruitment video they just put out. We've written about that on our website at Rutherford.org. Your people should read about it. But what they're saying is, you know, it's we're here to do one thing, control you. And they're predicting by 2030 this country could break down. The Pentagon, they're training local police. They're training themselves to get ready for a breakdown and martial law to be imposed. And
right.
It's amazing when you do your research and find the government openly talks about now nudging. The Obama administration used nudging principles. They hired behaviorists that nudge people in the right direction. Wait a second here. The government's nudging us. They're not representing us.
Yeah.
They're treating us like cattle. And that's exactly where we're at today. We're against a monster out there. And it is a monster. Mm-hmm. It will eat us. It will kill you. It will shoot you. I mean, when you have allowing 80,000 SWAT team raids to be conducted in this country and all the other weird things they're doing, the FBI, showing up at people's door now because they say the wrong thing on the radio, by the way. We're being watched, folks. We're in a total surveillance system, and they're going to try to now turn us into little robots that will follow everything they do.
Well, when you say about nudging, I mean, look what they did with Governor Whitmer. You know, the FBI gets some people and whips them up, and, you know, they're going to be like heroes. And here they, you know, they're the heroes to save the day of breaking up a kidnapping scheme that the FBI had you know, it pretty much orchestrated, and we're still waiting for the whole truth and nothing but regarding J6. We know there were FBI operatives there on the ground during January 6th, but all we're getting is crickets there. So this is what's going on, and this is what John is telling us, ladies and gentlemen, is our government is out of control, and it really requires we the people to assume our rightful authority position and take our government back. If not, I mean, heaven help us, because, you know, even like with these red flag laws that are coming down that they're throwing out there, again, everything through their filter and their idea of governance, it's about controlling the people, John, isn't it?
It's about controlling the people. And if they know one thing, if the people get together and systematically and peaceful protests and move forward, they'll have a tough time controlling it. And so they want to make sure that they can put people into fear. People, everyone was hiding in our homes. There's different stages of society when society breaks down. The one that we're in now is called disassociation. People are pulling back now. They're sitting in their homes. They're staring at their screen devices, their television sets all the time, actually believing what they see on the mainstream media is the truth. I mean, Carl Bernstein, like I said, Bernstein Woodward, the people that exposed Nixon, Bernstein wrote an article that after he did the Nixon stuff and went into actual media stuff, working with New York Times and CNN and groups like that, he said it was the government officials sitting in their offices editing articles and telling them basically what to say. So be very careful, you know, do your research, listen, go good websites like ours, listen to, you know, the Martini Show, and get educated. Education precedes action. You're going to need to educate your children. Read them the Bill of Rights in your home, because they don't know the Bill of Rights anymore. They don't know they have rights, that they're citizens, that they can say, hey,
you know,
wait,
John,
a second here, back off.
The thought comes to mind here. We've got about 30 seconds left here. It's kind of almost like what happened with the children of Israel in Egypt. Egypt was controlling the slaves in Israel, the Jews, until they couldn't and realized that they were in trouble. But when the Jews came together as one, it was beyond them. They couldn't help it. Of course, they had the rightful hand and the strong arm of God to get them free. And maybe that's what we need to look at again, because there's no way 548 elected officials can control some 330 million people, right? John Whitehead, you're awesome. Thank you.
Where we want to go, then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.